Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Interest rates have risen in recent years because of inflation, but now the economy is expected to slow down and maybe even slide into recession, which should lead to lower interest rates. What does this mean for your financial plan? Garrett Strange is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. He's going to help us with this topic. Garrett, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back on, Mike.
So in this world of declining interest rates, walk us through these steps now on how should we readjust maybe or take a look at our existing financial plan.
So, you know, you should review your debt and your borrowing, declining rates, that rates on things like mortgages, you know, car loans, student loans should be lower than they have been here recently. So it can make sense to look at what rates of interest are now on things like that and see if it makes sense to refinance at a lower rate. Your payment will go down. You have more monthly cash flow. So that could make some sense. Check rates and see if there's any refinancing opportunities. You know, the other thing that you really want to do is you want to rethink your cash and saving strategies. Since the Federal Reserve had started hiking rates in March of 2022, people were earning 4 to 5% on money market accounts and CDs. When the Federal Reserve begins cutting rates, those money market rates are going to go down proportionally overnight. So, you know, whereas you were getting paid to sit in cash for the better part of the last 3 years, you know, now it may make some sense to shift some of that cash to longer term investments or longer dated bonds. Longer dated bonds will allow you to lock in, you know, current market rates of interest for a longer period of time. You know, once rates start falling, that money sitting in the money market accounts going to lose purchasing power because the rate of interest that you're going to receive on that is going to go down.
All right. And so what about the term on these longer term bonds that you're talking about? Should we look at 5 years, 10 years, 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, that really depends on your kind of immediate goals or plans for that cash, you know, specifically for like an emergency fund where people have been using money markets and in these high yield savings accounts. You know, you don't want to extend the term on those accounts for bonds, you know, 5, 10, 20 years down the road. But, you know, maybe something more like a 6 to 12 month bond or a, you know, 1 to 3 year bond can make some more sense than, you know, money market, which is basically like a 30 day bond. Is really kind of how those money markets are priced. So I'm not talking about extending way out for your cash savings, but just going out a little bit farther. And it makes sense to kind of ladder that as well. So maybe have some, you know, 3 to 6 month bonds, some 6 to 12 month bonds, you know, and some 1 to 3 year bonds, kind of having different tranches of maturity there.
All right. Now, how about the equity side of our portfolios, the stock market in general? Are any feelings there on how we should rebalance our portfolio?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it makes sense, you know, to rebalance your portfolio typically once or twice a year. As interest rates go down, you know, your bonds will rise in value. So, you know, bonds could become a larger portion of your portfolio than you wish. But, you know, we're coupling that with a stock market at all-time highs. So your portfolio is probably not going to get too far out of balance because, you know, stocks are performing well additionally. And typically, you know, this isn't always the case, but typically when rates go down, you do see stocks continue to outperform. That's not always the case, but more times than not, That's typically how that relationship works.
Well, Garrett, as always, great information. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
Garrett Strange is a certified financial planner with Hobbs Group Advisors in Columbia. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can find us wherever you find podcasts with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.